Hello, welcome to the Monday, May 4th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Microsoft came out with an interesting new and free tool, the Local Administrator Password Solution, or short LAPS. This tool will generate random passwords for administrator accounts across multiple machines, and then I'll save them to Active Directory. It also can manage and maintain these passwords, so once they expire, this tool can automatically then create new passwords. Looks pretty neat, this tool. In most environments that don't have a tool like this, what I usually see is that you just have one administrator password for all systems or relatively weak passwords. This tool should avoid some of these problems. And according to Microsoft, use of the tool also minimizes the risk from pass the hash. Essentially, this tool sort of does implement best practices when it comes to dealing with administrators' passwords. And last week, Google did release an interesting feature for Google Chrome called Password Alert. This particular feature does alert you whenever you enter your Google password into a website that's not affiliated with Google. So potentially this could protect you from phishing. But already Google is kind of engaged here in a cat and mouse game with exploits that are trying to bypass this feature. The first exploit released is pretty simple. It essentially just retrieves using JavaScript the element ID for the warning banner and, well, removes it so it's no longer visible. Now, Google came out with a new version of Password Alert already, version 1.4, which does prevent this particular attack from working. So if you did install Password Alert, try to update it and try to make sure that you still are vigilant whenever you enter a password. Also, this particular extension, of course, does nothing for other websites. It's only working for Google. And talking about browsers, Mozilla announced that they are going to phase out support for HTTP in order to support their HTTPS only policy. Now, this is not going to happen anytime soon. They're going to make that change very, very slowly. And actually, there is no actual timeline for this yet, but what you may already start seeing happening is that any new features that are being added will work over HTTPS only. Existing features, so your basic web browsing and such, is going to work for the foreseeable future with Firefox and not going to be affected anytime soon. As Mozilla points out in their FAQ, it's already possible to get a free certificate relatively easily from a number of organizations, and technologies like Dane are starting to get implemented that will help you against misbehaving certificate authorities that may be used to issue fraudulent certificates. And researchers at Duo Security found an interesting vulnerability in MySQL that actually was already thought to be patched last year, and it's, well, about SSL. So let's continue with SSL for a moment here. For MySQL, like for many databases, you can encrypt the connection between the client and the server using SSL. The problem with MySQL is that the client has no option to actually enforce the use of SSL. So a man in the middle can strip out the packets that do claim to support SSL from the server, then just forward the data and essentially force the client to not use SSL, and with that, of course, no certificate is ever being exchanged with the client, and in this case, anybody could play man in the middle. The server wouldn't really know what's happening because the server still has an SSL connection with the proxy or the man in the middle here. So in this scenario, a man in the middle could intercept and then also change a connection between a client and a server. MySQL does have an option in its API that should enforce SSL connections on the client side, but this option apparently is ineffective. And about 2 weeks ago, we did observe a new version of the Tridex malware that used Google, interestingly, to redirect to a malicious file stored on Dropbox. Well, just if you feel like these emails only arrive in English, not true. Manuel, who is from Colombia, now found essentially the same trick being played in Spanish against some of the customers that he is monitoring. Well, that's it for today. Thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.